Steve and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Audrey?
I would like some good news, please.
All right, some good news. A couple using a catering deposit from a canceled wedding did that to feed 200 people on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So there's a lot of people, obviously, in 2020 that have had to cancel weddings and everything else. Well, 33-year-old Emily Bug and 34-year-old Billy Lewis used their $5,000 non-refundable deposit to purchase 200 Thanksgiving dinners for clients. A nonprofit mental health provider was the one that stepped in as the official charity to help them out. They dedicated to helping people with serious mental illness and substance issues in Illinois. The yearly communal Thanksgiving dinners were canceled because of the COVID-19 restrictions. They said they were going to get together with this venue called Salvage One. They agreed to put a deposit towards a future event for the Epilepsy Foundation, which is another cause to which Bug is connected. They were married October 1st at the City Hall in Chicago. The couple met on Bumble back in 2017.
Okay, and we now got a love story from a dating app.
Bug on a Bumble. It. All right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What makes you just go, hey, yeah, what's up, Bug? Because she had to like hit him up first. That's how it goes, right? Yeah. So she saw him and was like, yes, I would love to take your last name.
Yes, please. Please. Mine's Bug.
Please.
He's like, wait a minute. My name's Billy Lewis, and that's the cool name here. All right, let's do it then.
Yes. It would have been Billy Bug.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, kind of a cool idea, right? I mean, considering it's been a rough year for a lot of people, and certainly looking out for them, 200 people over Thanksgiving. So well done, Emily Bug and Billy Lewis. Some bad news today as well. I mean, I guess this is bad news. It depends on what side you're on, right?
I know.
A deer stole a hunter's rifle and took off into the woods with it. This is over in the Czech Republic. Czech police are searching for a hunter's rifle and a deer after it stole it with its antlers and ran away.
Yeah. Ooh, they're evolving.
Yeah, police said the hunter lost his .22 Hornet rifle. Also, who's going deer hunting with a .22?
.22.
Yeah, just shoot it 35 times in order to take it down.
Czech Republic, man. It's a different place over there.
It's a strange world.
Very strange.
One of the hunting group's dogs startled the stag as they were walking in the forest. The deer then charged directly at past one of the people and ripped the guy's sleeve with his antler. And authorities say that he slung his rifle over his left hand and the gun had slid onto the deer's antler when the sleeve was ripped.
Whoa.
Another hunter reportedly spotted the deer with the rifle dangling from its antlers close to where the initial encounter with the animal took place. They searched the forest for the rifle and they had a report of missing to the cops. They say they are now looking for it as well, but
you know what?
Not much you can do.
Just like whenever we say that if you escape, like if a bear escapes from a zoo, let that bear go live out in the wild.
It's like those cows that are headed to the slaughterhouse and then they swim across a lake and they start living on an island.
Yeah, they're not armed, guys.
No, I know.
But you know what? Okay.
We need to arrest that dog for treason, first and foremost, for being the whistleblower who told the deer.
Arrest the dog for treason?
Yes, we do, because this is how the war starts. Right here. With a .22 Hornet and a deer.
And the deer with the .22 takes all of us out.
Yes.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So this probably won't surprise you, even though we're hearing a lot of stories about, you know, there being a lot of people that were traveling. There was still a lot less traveling that happened over the holiday. AAA anticipates that this past holiday weekend will be among the lowest on record in terms of travel volume. Philadelphia International Airport saw about 792,000 travelers move through its gates for the Thanksgiving holiday last year. About 300,000 this year.
Wow.
That is definitely less
than half, correct? If math is mathing in my brain correctly.
Is definitely less than half, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about almost 800,000 down to 300,000. One traveler said, I thought it'd be chaotic. I did. I really did. But everything went smoothly. I was shocked. It was great. It wasn't busy, actually. It was on time.
And I'm also hearing that a lot of planes were consolidating if they didn't make, there was no empty seat in the middle. Like if there weren't if there weren't enough passengers per, a flight to wherever, they were consolidating the flights and moving them all onto one instead of just saying,
that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
We got enough room. Oh, yeah. Pack flights.
I mean, I guess it depends on what airline, because we've heard, was it Delta a couple of weeks ago said they're keeping it going through in March? Is that right?
Yeah, Delta's the good one.
Yeah, Delta. And then Southwest is also doing it for the time being.
Yeah.
I don't know when that ends, but geez, yeah, that's a.
I mean,
that sucks.
I mean, for the most part, everybody, I feel like in that instance, it's like they're trying to survive this travel, just depletion of income.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not a way to do it, but.
I get why they're doing it, but it's like,
it's
a
bummer.
It's especially if you're really nervous to travel, right?
Of course.
If you feel like you're at risk and you're like, okay, well, I have to travel for whatever reason, and then you're stuck in a full row on a full plane, and it just sort of, I'd imagine that makes the flight a lot longer for you. This is kind of straight up prohibition style. An illegal club with 400 people was shut down in New York City early Saturday for violating the state's emergency COVID orders. 400 people.
This is crazy because not just in New York am I hearing about this. Back home in Lexington, Kentucky, they just shut down a warehouse party. A warehouse party.
A warehouse party.
People are starting to go straight up prohibition 1920s. But, like, instead of taking away the booze, you're taking up our fun freedoms. And now they're going and having these, like, hey, or, like, raves. If you think
about,
like, illegal raves back in the day.
No. I mean, it's one thing if it's a speakeasy, which the whole thing is, like, everybody shut up and it's in a tiny little hidden alleyway.
You got, like, a hidden knock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, some guy, like, instead of you're, like, talking about a 4,000-person rager in a warehouse.
I mean, the picture, because I've got a picture.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I got a picture.
Did you have a friend that was there?
I did not. Well, I have acquaintances who were there.
A friend of a friend. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I've got a picture, and I want to snitch so bad. Because
did they not get busted?
Oh, no, they got busted because somebody got, guess what, shot.
Oh, got shot?
Yes.
Cool.
So during a pandemic, we're meeting up in a warehouse, and somebody got shot, unfortunately.
Like, that's how you're going to die, huh? You're going to be at a COVID party, and you're going to get shot. Cool.
Stay home. Stay home. There is no amount of fun. First of all, there is no amount of fun that is ever needed to where I need to be in a sweaty warehouse. It's cold outside, so you know everybody's in their jackets and their beanies, so everybody's sweating.
Ugh.
No amount of booze is worth it. Stay
all of
home.
That sounds terrible to me. Every last piece of it. So Black Friday saw record online sales as a bunch of people obviously did stay home. Consumers spent an estimated $9 billion on U.S. retail websites on Black Friday, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks online shopping. 22% increase over the previous record of $7.4 billion that was set back in 2019. Obviously, part of this has to do with the pandemic, but also, I mean, shopping online has just become so much easier, so much more convenient.
I love it.
Why on earth would you ever leave your house to go wait in line at a store unless it's like that one item that's the only way to get it? If you're hell-bent on the PS5 or whatever it is, and you're like, the only way to get it is if I go wait in line at this particular retailer at this time.
Well, what even still? My mind can't even, I would not even
there is
wait
nothing
in line
in
for
this
that.
World that would make me do that personally for something for myself. The only way I can imagine it is if.
For your kids.
Yeah, it was for my kids and they really wanted something, and only if it was my favorite kid.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm just sitting here listening to the radio show, and I just thought of the best Jeopardy host, Will Ferrell, Saturday Night Live.
Message deleted.
I get where you're going with that because he played Alex Trebek, but man, no. No.
No, because it actually has to be somebody with a... I mean, I'm not saying Will Ferrell is dumb, but I mean, I want somebody who knows how to do the accents that are going along with some of the language questions and stuff like that. Like, Alex Trebek was a 10 out of 10.
Will Ferrell is definitely not dumb.
No.
But he is also definitely not smart.
Yeah, I don't think he knows Latin. You know
yes,
what I
exactly.
mean? I can't assume that, but maybe.
The person that is going to take the place of Alex Trebek has to have that same smug... I know all of this.
Everything. I know everything.
Quality to them, which I guess if you think about George Stephanopoulos, he kind of has that same aura to him.
I don't want to manifest that, though.
But he's too short.
It's gotta
I don't
be
know
Ken,
what it
Ken
is.
Ken isn't, like, also 6 feet tall.
Yeah, Ken's super short. I think he's, like, 4'9".
Is he really?
No, but he's pretty short.
He does look like a little Keebler elf.
Yeah, he looks like he lives in a tree. A really smart tree.
Baking some cookies.
A very smart tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Ken. I want Ken. I want to manifest that.
I want Watson. I want that IBM machine that they put up there once. Do you remember those episodes, Audrey, where it was
barely.
Ken and a couple of other people versus the machine,
the computer,
and of course
yeah,
the machine won? Like, get Watson over there. We don't have to pay him anything either.
No, I don't like that either.
Am I the only one that's not ready to move on yet?
No.
I don't want to be talking
His
about a new host.
Thanksgiving, like, whatever. Obviously, he went back before all of this happened, he pre-recorded a bunch of episodes. And did you see his Thanksgiving? Thank you so much to everybody who is watching during these holiday seasons. We're going through a very hard time right now. had his voice whenever he was talking about it.
Are you getting a little choked up right now?
Casually. But yeah, no, but whenever he was talking about it, you could just hear it.
Yeah.
Like, you could hear his illness whenever he was speaking. It was really sad. But he just wanted all of us to come together during the holidays. And he was thankful that you were choosing Jeopardy to spend time with your family. And I think that that's one of the coolest things ever.
That's really sweet. And again, like, there's not going to be anyone that they replace him with that'll do nearly as good of a job. And so I'm just not even ready to, I'm not there yet.
I want to rewatch all of Jeopardy for a little while.
Even Drew Carey replacing Bob Barker, who didn't die, on The Price is Right, sucks. And I like Drew Carey.
Yeah, dude, wait, watch out, watch out. That's Drew Carey, man.
It's Drew
Carey.
He's
an American treasure.
He's not Bob Barker.
You're right. You're right.
It's not the same.
Yeah, hearing him recommend to spay and neuter my pets is just very weird.
It's not the same.
Is skinny Drew the same as Jonah Hill whenever he fluctuates?
Yes. Yeah. Don't get skinny.
So skinny Drew is not funny.
No, I don't like skinny Drew at all.
So you don't like skinny Jonah?
Definitely not. Skinny Jonah is creepy. you don't think so?
I think so.
Yeah, and like whenever Jonah gets skinny, he gets all like way too artsy for Jonah Hill.
Okay, sorry, I'd like it.
You do?
No, of I like it whenever.
What do you mean?
I like
when he's collabing with Adidas and it's
like stop it, Jonah
making
Hill.
Skate videos.
Can
on
you
the
be
low.
Fat and make jokes about weed, please? Like this, that's the Jonah Hill that I subscribe to.
One of the best skinny Jonah Hills, whenever he's making himself or fun of himself for being skinny Jonah Hill, is whenever you're in This Is the End and he's got that earring on and he's just trying to be exactly like you said, like the artsy, oh, bro, let's all just get along with each other.
See, I don't even know if it's a bit, man. I think that he actually just becomes kind of a douche, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, is it possible to have a good relationship with an ex? I mean, like a friendship where you guys actually hang out. My sister sees her ex all the time. Her boyfriend is fine with it, and the family loves him, so why kick him to the curb just because the relationship didn't work out?
Message deleted.
What?
Look, if the relationship didn't work out, it's for a reason, right?
Yes.
No, don't be bringing your ex around. We don't all want to be friends.
I don't like that at all.
No, no one likes that. There's people that are cool with it. I get if you have kids together.
Yes, that's co-parenting. That's a difference.
Totally different.
Yeah.
But if your ex is just always lurking in the background, nah.
That's kind of shady.
Yeah, get out of here with that nonsense.
Ian, what do you think?
What happens if the ex brings somebody along with?
I bet your ex is Jonah Hill and you're going to bring him around. He's always just like, sitting over there.
He's fine. My grandma loves him.
Oh, yes. I roll my own cigarettes, man.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So did you see that mysterious monolith in the Utah desert has now just disappeared?
Oh, we're calling it a monolith?
That's a monolith.
Monolith.
Yep. It's a thing where, you know, just like the silver beam-like metal pole that is way too... It didn't
shiny.
Just...
Shiny. It was very shiny.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely put there by someone or something, and now it's just gone.
Aliens, right? Isn't that what a lot of people were thinking? Aliens are art.
Ian is a bit more skeptical than I am. I mean, it's clearly from aliens, but you say no.
You think clearly from aliens.
Definitely.
I think alien art would be a lot better than a monolith. So this is just...
What do you think it would be?
Something we can't even comprehend, dude. It's beyond sense, beyond emotion, man.
Well, I mean, this strange monolith in the middle of nowhere that just appeared and then suddenly disappeared and no one has any idea of how it arrived or disappeared.
Well, it was clearly aliens with cranes.
Cranes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think if it can suddenly appear, it can suddenly disappear, and that's exactly what happened here. It's just some random artist who wanted to make a little bit of a splash in the tabloids, which is exactly what happened, and then just to add to the mystery of it, just went and took it away in the middle of the night. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos on this. It wasn't that hard to get to.
Well, so hang on a second. You believe that aliens are real?
Of course I do.
And you believe that they are capable of doing something like this?
They already have. It's called the pyramids.
And so so you think the pyramids were done by aliens.
Definitely.
But not this monolith.
But not a random, steel monolith.
Why not?
What?
They're capable of creating the pyramids, but not this?
The pyramids were way cooler than one little monolith.
This just isn't cool enough for you?
Totally not alien cool.
What if this is just something that we actually can't comprehend? What if this is the modern day pyramid?
See, okay.
What if you're an alien and you go inside, it has the same interior as a pyramid.
It has a door.
We just can't get into it because we don't have the capacity to even understand it.
You don't know the right
buttons. You just blew my mind right there, so I kind of feel you there,
bro. Did you notice that when the monolith disappeared, there was one thing that remained?
Yes.
It was a shiny silver pyramid-shaped item that was left
Wait, I'm connecting the dots here, Dave.
You see?
Oh, my gosh. It's aliens.
Really? Yes. That really happened?
It really was. There was one thing that was left, and it was this silver pyramid triangle-shaped item.
Okay, so but if you are saying that this is like an art piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of fronting on Banksy's thing, like the anonymity behind it.
Yeah, I would say so. But a lot of artists do that. A lot of them work under different names and everything like that, or go through different stages of their career under different names. Art is boring, especially when it comes to stuff like this.
Easily the best part of this is that the Bureau of Land Management, which are the ones that are in control of this land where this happened,
They're not doing a good job, I don't think.
They're not investigating the appearance and disappearance, but instead have handed the case over to the local sheriffs.
Yeah, let's have the sheriffs
take this. Let's have the local sheriffs try to decode this mystery that could be otherworldly.
What? Yeah, some guy named Jeff is going to just unearth
it. Very
alien civilization.
Jeff and Chad are just sitting there working day and night to try to crack this case.
Do you know it had a door? There's a door right there. Oh, my gosh. You just go right in.
I love that we made everybody from Utah sound like they were from Wisconsin.
Instantly.
Who's at the door? Oh, that was bad. Sorry.
So scientists have developed an electronic skin, a material that mimics human skin and how stretchable it is and the strength and sensitivity.
Ew.
Could be what?
I don't like the human skin and it how is. Stretchable it is. I mean, as you're like pinching your forearm.
If you start thinking about how weird your skin is,
it's pretty weird.
Your forearm, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
The weirdest in puppies. I like when puppies are little, and then you can just stretch their neck all the way up.
When you see puppies getting carried by their moms by the neck, and it just seems so violent and mean, and then you're like, oh, you know,
like,
thumbs.
Look at your elbow skin right now.
Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong with
Audrey,
your
that's
skin?
Way too much elbow skin. What's wrong?
Do I have a lot of elbow skin?
Elbow nipple. Stop playing with it.
Oh, it's like hanging around there. Keep playing with it. Is it making everyone uncomfortable me playing with my elbow nipple right now? Sorry, I'll stop. I don't want you to call.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake News
Farah. So, Audrey, you know that I would never lie to you intentionally.
Of course not.
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Except for at this time every single week, in which case I do, because that's the entire game. It's called Fake News Farah. I've got three stories. All of them sound like they are ridiculous and made up. Only one of them is actually fake news. And today, once again, I am totally in the dark here. I have no idea which one of these is fake and which ones are real. So we're trying to figure this out together.
Okay.
Ian has put this list together for us. So here we go with story number one. Feel free to talk this through as we go through each one. A Florida man by the name of Philip Yosef decided that his dog should have eternal life. And so in order to make his dog live forever, he kidnapped a guy who is a doctor and scientist from the University of South Florida. The guy's name is Ryan Lockhart. The good thing is that they found the Florida scientist before anything catastrophic occurred. Yosef said he eventually got found by police after Ryan's family noticed he was missing and started an investigation. However, Yosef didn't face any charges, and the scientist opted not to press charges against him. When Yosef spoke to a reporter, he stated, "I did get anxious when I think my dog is going to die someday. He's all I have. I can't let him die."
I understand this story. I just wrote down Ryan Lockhart's name. Is there a reason why Ryan Lockhart was stolen just because he was a scientist, or was he a scientist of attempting to have dogs live forever?
It didn't say if he was specifically a scientist for that. It just says that he is a doctor and scientist. I would think, though, that if he actually had the ability to make anything live forever, that we would probably know who Ryan Lockhart is. We wouldn't have to describe him as just some rando doctor and scientist from the University of South Florida.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I understand, Yosef, and I'm going to say that's true.
Second one is a photographer captured an underwater whale poop-nado.
Okay, true too.
A Canadian underwater photographer was diving off the coast last March when a sperm whale approached him and his fellow divers. What happened next came as a shock. He said the whale stopped and unleashed what can only be described as a poop-nado. The whale began defecating next to Wilk for a number of minutes. The photographer said he's seen whales defecate as a form of defense before, but not to this extent. He continued to photograph the scene even though he had whale waste inside of his wetsuit and on his mask.
No, see, this is true, but I need it out of the news because we don't need Sharknado part poop-nado in theaters anytime soon.
Sci-Fi Channel, if you're listening, that's a great idea.
No,
let's pitch
Ian,
that. I like that.
Poop-nado?
I'm into it. Yeah. I mean, we're basically at that point now, right, with the Sharknado movies.
Tara Reid, she's not doing anything.
Tara Reid.
Like, she'll take it. She'll say, don't even give me the script. Down.
Yeah, don't even. She's not going to read it.
I'm fine. Poopnado. Yeah, let's
do it. And third and final story, a 45-year-old tortoise who lives in the city of Essex is hoping for a better Christmas this year after accidentally starting a small house fire by knocking over a heat lamp onto its owner's bedding. Last Christmas, neighbors heard a smoke alarm and contacted authorities. Firefighters found the flame in one room and were able to extinguish it, only to find the shelled suspect in its midst. The fire department shared an image of the tortoise on Facebook. The 45-year-old tortoise might look angry, but it is his lucky day today, the caption read.
All right.
He was just fine.
This one sounds sus, because how did he get up there? I mean, they can't like crawl up under their hind legs, can they?
Well, but I mean, if the little thing was on the floor and he knocked it over and it just sort of like caught the bedding on fire,
I don't know. That one sounds the most sus to me.
So you think the tortoise is fake?
Yeah, because I can totally see Yosef in the first story trying to kidnap somebody to make their dog live for forever.
What are you talking? It's just because you don't want your dog to ever die.
Yeah, I mean, we have a daily conversation, Blue and I. We're under an understanding that he's never going to die.
You do?
Yes, every day. I say, Blue, you're going to live forever, right? Blue, and he agrees.
How does he agree?
He just says, I agree.
He says, I agree.
I have a very intelligent dog.
No, there's going to be one day where that's just not going to work out. I'm really nervous.
Don't even.
Because I'm going to kidnap Ryan Lockhart.
Yeah.
So you
actually remembered his name.
Yes, I did. I told you. I wrote it down right here. So, yeah, number one, totally true. Number two, totally true. The tortoise, like, how can he knock anything over? I'm saying that one's false.
No, the first one is definitely the fake news.
No.
There's no way that the guy who got kidnapped would, one, not press charges for kidnapping me.
Oh, he's an understanding guy.
I don't feel like it would just be up to him. I think the state would probably press charges because you kidnapped a scientist slash doctor from a university because you want your dog to live forever.
He's compassionate.
Your dog is going to die. That's the downside. That's the only downside to dogs.
Is that your pick?
Is that they die. Yes, that's my pick.
You don't want to hear me talk about
how dogs die. Yes, unfortunately, that sucks. It happens.
But. All right, so Dave is saying number one is false. Audrey, you are saying number three is false. One of you is actually correct.
Of course I'm correct.
Audrey, of course you're incorrect. Yeah, Dave is the correct.
Thank you.
Don't write down Ryan Lockhart's name. You're going to Facebook a random Ryan Lockhart somewhere and catch a charge.
No, I think you should kidnap him. See what happens.
I bet it won't get charged.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So with everything that's happened in 2020, I think it's been kind of lost along the way what a messy divorce Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari have been going through. And now it's back in the news because Jay Cutler surprised fans of his wife's reality series, Very Cavallari, which, did you watch it?
Casually.
Yeah. He spent time with Shannon Ford this weekend and was posting about it on Instagram. She was actually fired by his ex on her TV show.
Yeah, they did not get along. So that's why this is drama.
Yeah. Oysters and wine. That's what they were enjoying together. They were hanging out at the 167 Raw in Charleston, South Carolina, and the two of them were enjoying this moment that seemed rather intimate because there's a connotation with oysters
and the fact that you went to go to 167 Raw.
Yeah, so you're like, let's go raw dog it with some oysters and some wine, and let's just see what happens.
I got a pack of smokes right here. Let's see where it goes.
And also, Kristen, over the holiday weekend on social media, was talking about all of her exes in Instagram stories about, like, who kissed better and who was better in bed.
What? Was she talking about Jay in there, too?
She did not mention Jay, but it was very Laguna Beach-esque.
And she's been walking around. She's hanging out in Chicago, just making out with random stand-up comedians.
That's right. I forgot about that a couple of months ago. And then she had to come out the next day and remind everyone that they're not actually dating. They were just making out.
Which, like, I feel so bad for that guy. She's he's nothing. Don't worry. He's nothing.
Like, he's like, hey, what the hell, man?
But so on brand for Kristen, though.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It is.
So Nicolas Cage has still got it. Yes, still a huge star.
Yeah, he
has the number one movie in America.
His movie?
Kinda. And so it's The Croods, a new age animated adventure featuring him, Emma Stone, Ryan Reynolds. But I'm sure everyone is not worried about Emma Stone and Ryan Reynolds. It's all about Nicolas Cage.
Who is Nicolas Cage in The Croods?
I don't know.
Is he the lead crude?
I don't believe he's the lead.
No, I believe he plays like a father figure. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, he plays an older crude.
Brought in a whopping $9.7 million this weekend.
Whoa,
at the
big
box
money.
Office.
I kind of wish
he was just like the mammoth voice. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like some like the animal voice, mammoth, and we're like sitting here just saying, woohoo, go Nick Cage. And he's just making mumble noises in the background of the entire crude.
I'm here for it. Go Nicolas Cage. Good for you, buddy. Who buys this crap? So Gwyneth Paltrow put a bread knife onto Goop, her terrible website.
Okay.
And they're selling for $350 a piece. It's a knife, a bread knife, and it's sold out.
There had to have only been one.
So the knife comes in three different sizes. It's currently unavailable. The German-made accessory is made exclusively for the Hollywood star's site, and it's described as having scalloped serrations specifically designed to minimize crumbs and tearing, meaning you can take on even the crispest baguette without the cut.
I hate it so much.
Don't talk about my baguette, Goop. Don't do that.
I also hate that it's like a German-made thing, because now I'm just hearing Goop.
You're Goop.
Like, nothing about that mixed with like a German accent makes me find it to be appealing. A Goop bread knife.
Okay, Ian, be honest. If I had a candle that was scented like my baguette, would you buy it?
Of course I would. Your baguette? Yeah.
I knew Yeasty. You would. Yeah. Mm. Oh.
You said
now
it.
I'm sick.
Oh.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So when you think about holidays where you drink a lot,
mm-hmm.
and you eat a lot, I mean, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving's got to be towards the top of the list for drinking, right? Because there's, especially this year, nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the only thing that would be maybe second, because the day before Thanksgiving is usually like the most partied day of the
bar night of the year.
Of the year, yeah. Right.
Because there's no expectation.
New Year's Eve.
Like, Wisconsin is still nursing those hangovers today, by the way.
You have to be ready for Christmas Day, especially, you know, like when you're a parent, you have kids and everything else. But there's an expectation that you're going to be there in the morning, mm-hmm. because whether you have kids or there's just kids in the family, they're super excited about it. You know you're not sleeping in. Thanksgiving, it's kind of like you roll around, we're having lunch, but it's sort of around dinner time. I don't know if that happens to you guys, but everyone's
like 3 o'clock lunch.
Yeah, everyone's just drinking continuously throughout the day. So the question that we have for you today, 833-YO-DUMMY on social media, at Dave Mahoney, is what is your there was too much to drink over Thanksgiving holiday story? Carl said my dad and uncle sat after Thanksgiving dinner and got so ripped off of Sambuca that they started to compare stories about smoking weed during their stints in the military right in front of my grandmother.
Well, there's like a certain age where it's kind of you start bringing up stories that you know your mom can't get mad at you
and
for.
You just don't care.
You don't care anymore.
You're talking about smoking weed in the military. You're kind of like, okay. Like, if you guys were talking about
the military,
all
mom.
Of the hookers that you bedded when you're in the military, maybe problematic. But smoking weed, is grandma really going to get that mad about
Grandma's fine with hearing that at this point, I think.
Brent in Albany said, I had one brother and one uncle get into an argument over the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football game, and my uncle headbutted my brother.
Oh!
This year.
How on earth are you going to get over that game?
I was going to say,
Of football? Really? Yeah. That boring day of football?
Yeah, it was a pretty boring
day. They canceled the good game.
Seriously.
You know, they only had the...
And then also, who uses their head as a weapon anymore, too? Like, right. This isn't European, like, football, all right?
Yeah.
Please, all right? This is regular football. We use those bows. We use these arms.
Pam said, I had my boyfriend and his family over for Thanksgiving, and so I tried to be all domestic and Martha Stewart at the table with a ton of tea lights. My grandma caught on fire while I was drunkenly clearing the plates.
No.
Hashtag Nana survived.
Okay, good.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So what is your there was too much to drink over the Thanksgiving break story that you have for us? Jake, who is listening in Irmo this morning, said, I had my brother-in-law decide that he was going to fry the turkey this year.
Did it explode? It had to have exploded.
It exploded. He said, we told him 3 different times to make sure to thaw the turkey the night before.
This happens every year.
You can't put a frozen turkey or it turns into a bomb into a deep fryer. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, your deck turns into the second gate to hell.
So I kept seeing a bunch of people. I don't know if it was because they didn't defrost the turkey then, but they have these like structures that they build around the deep frying contraption, and it just goes up in flames.
Don't put
Is that
Band-Aid
normal?
On that.
Yeah, what are you doing? No,
it's treating a symptom, not the problem.
You do not need to put a thing around
it.
Just thaw the turkey ahead of time. That's all you got to do. I did do the infrared one.
Yeah.
Did not work worth a crap.
No,
no,
no, it
way.
Was terrible. Turkey sucked this year.
Ugh.
And they put it on me. They're like, oh, you're in charge of it. I'm like, what do you mean I'm in charge
of it? The turkey's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
I feel like to cook and get right.
It was
Dave, I'm sorry that was put onto you, man.
Cooked
that's
too
not your
much
fault.
On the outside or too much like on the main part of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Raw in the middle, which of course you just can't even.
No, you can't.
So I had to like bake it after it had been deep fried for like 3 hours or air fried rather.
Oh, no.
Well, you set the bar pretty low for next year, Dave, so that's good.
Yeah. So. I can't believe it got foisted onto me at the last second.
Yeah, wait,
some
what, was
new
the
contraption.
Yeah, what was the deal there?
Yeah, so
like,
it was over my brother-in-law's house. It was a brand new, it had never been used before. It was brand new, and it was a terrible experience. The problem is that the previous year, we had deep fried it, and it was marvelous, and then this year, not so marvelous.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Talking, Ian, speaking of having some redemptive qualities for the next Thanksgiving season, one time I got so drunk on Thanksgiving Eve on tequila, the next day in front of my entire family, they kept hearing in the bathroom,
oh, you were throwing up on?
All day
no.
long. Did not stop. Like, it was like a 24-hour. And grandma and grandpa did not like that. They kept coming over and they were like, honey, do you think you might have drank a little much? And I was like, yeah, no crap, Grandma.
Get away from me,
puking.
Grandma. What was your first clue, Grandma? Leave me alone.
Stop rubbing my back.
So I didn't get any Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, and it was so much rubbing of the backs.
Yeah, okay.
So I didn't get to taste Thanksgiving dinner that day.
Anonymous from PB said, my brother came over for Thanksgiving, and he got hammered like he normally does. The only problem is that his car was blocking the neighbor's driveway.
No.
And he insisted that he was going to move it himself. And we were like, okay, fine. It's
well,
only about
it.
4 feet. He ran into not one, but two vehicles in the process of trying to move his car.
No.
Oh, come on. That's when you give 12-year-old Billy the keys and like, you say, hey, why don't you give this a try?
You probably would have done better.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to go knock on the neighbor's door during Thanksgiving dinner and be like, hey, sorry, we ruined all of your vehicles. Damn it, Randy. Ryan on Facebook said my ex-girlfriend was supposed to be over at dinner at 6:30, ended up showing up at my parents' house about a half hour late and passed out in her mashed potatoes, face first. Table went silent. My mom just looked me dead in the eye for about 2 seconds that seemed like an eternity.
Wonder why she's the ex. Interesting.
Oh, no. I would have kept her around for at least another Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to pass out face first at anything, a mashed potato pillow is a great idea. Get it, Betsy.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what is your, there was too much to drink over the Thanksgiving break? Audrey, you got one for us?
I do. So one of my girlfriends, she has a younger sister. She's about 16. And it started off on Thanksgiving where she was kind of sneaking a little bit of alcohol at one point. At 16.
16?
Okay. Yes. All right. In front of the whole family.
So bold move. All right.
Pretty
I like
bold.
That. Yeah.
So she was kind of like sneaking at it first. And then it just got to the point where she was getting so drunk that it was just like in everyone's face. The vodka was just going gluck, gluck, gluck,
oh,
gluck,
just straight
gluck,
up going
gluck.
To the bar and pouring
oh,
that
yeah.
vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Here, Uncle John. Get out of my face.
Exactly. It's like, I'm old enough to do what I want. Okay. You're 16. First
you're
of all,
not.
Yeah. And then we find out. It was all for TikTok. She posted this thing all over her social media just
worse.
For clout.
That's even worse. Kick her out of the
just
house.
Just for clout.
Yeah, no, you're banished from the family forever.
Yeah.
See but I mean, how do you, I mean, because I definitely, whenever I think about this, I was like, okay. Whenever I heard the story, I was like, okay, she's 16. She's sneaking alcohol. But then to be so brave to do it and then no one say anything? I would have been like, who do you think you are, girl?
Yeah, she
and then
owns
posting
that
it on TikTok.
Now.
Yeah, she does. She runs it.
I guess so.
And she's the baby. So I think that's why. She was getting away with it because she was the youngest.
Daniel said, my brother has one of those decks that's on the second floor of the house, and so everyone was hanging out on it.
Those are so cool.
And same thing, deep frying a turkey. No story about the exploding turkey here. He said, my brother had too much to drink and was sitting on the edge and fell off the balcony onto the second floor down below. And fractured his tailbone.
Oh, he fell right on his bum.
Like the whole thing with you know, Thanksgiving is you're sitting around the entire time. You know, you're supposed to be relaxing. If you fracture your tailbone, do you just lay on the floor in the living room at that point?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, you're supposed to actually break the wishbone, not your tailbone.
That's just, I mean, to actually break your ass.
Broke your ass.
Is pretty bad.
Goodness gracious.
All about deck safety here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, by the way. Yes, please. Be careful.
Jared said, my dad was in charge of the turkey, and this is straight out of a Christmas story. Set it down, turned around, The Great Danes got it and ripped it to shreds before he could get after them.
Do you have a backup turkey? Do you have a backup meat on deck?
That's the whole problem is that, like, with the turkey,
it's the main thing.
It takes like 3.5 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours to prepare. Like, it's if your dogs get a hold of that, and you're and he said Great Danes, so I'm assuming there's at least two Great Danes.
Hot take. Turkey is the worst part of Thanksgiving. I would have been so hyped up on just all the sides and fixings for Thanksgiving. It wouldn't have bothered me any. The side community
definitely rose up this year. I don't know if you saw online.
Oh, yeah.
All of the people are like, nah, I don't want any of that. Just give me mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. I'm like,
the
really?
Sides community rose
up? Oh, yeah.
Up?
Is the that, sides
the really
community.
Just words
they just eat sides. Yeah.
They just eat sides?
Just
They've
sides.
Actually gotten rid of the turkey and the ham or whatever else maybe?
I hope not. I'm a big turkey fan, Audrey, so I don't understand where that notion is coming from you.
Are
Why
you
don't you like turkey?
You like cranberry sauce, don't you?
Ew, no. That's like the only side that's terrible.
Thank
I'm
God.
Like a mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, and I want them all to just a big mush ball. Who actually deep fried mashed potatoes special? Like, oh my God, whoa, that sounds so good.
Oh, of course it is. Deep fried mashed potatoes
stuffing balls with dippy gravy sauce? I think I'm onto something.
The gravy, yeah.
Sides community, let's rise up and make this happen for next year's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have to have the turkey, otherwise.
No. You don't.
Then there's
have
no
to.
Point.
No, I mean, or ham. Ham is better than turkey.
No, ham does not belong on Thanksgiving.
I feel like that's how I ruined my Thanksgiving this year, is that I said that I demand ham.
And did they make you a ham?
A little baby ham.
They made you, how do you make
an
a little baby ham?
An individual hamlet.
They made you an individual, a personal ham?
Personal ham.
Where do you even get a personal ham from? That's not a thing.
It was for me.
No, they just went and got you 3 slices of boar's head out of the fridge is what they did.
Exactly what happened.
You were so drunk, you didn't even know what was going on.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you're hilarious. We were rich and we had real Tupperware. My mom used to host the parties and she used to sell it. And we weren't rich.
Message deleted.
Okay, I don't know exactly what she's referring to because Mahoney is not here and hasn't been for a few days. But that being said, I don't know.
She was listening to the podcast or something.
That could be it. I don't know.
I believe at one point Mahoney did say that if you owned the real Tupperware, you were rich.
I mean, I can totally agree with that. I mean,
well, she had an inn. Her mom was a salesperson.
Well, that doesn't count then. Then you didn't have the real Tupperware that somebody went out and bought. You had a hookup. That's different.
Exactly.
See, we always grew up with like the country crock.
Same country crock was always. And
butter.
What I loved about the country crock is that when you opened it, you didn't know if you were going to find
spaghetti.
Butter in there or spaghetti or, you know, maybe it's just old vegetables, which would piss you off.
Oh, that would be awful because nobody wants to open up vegetables.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole idea of like real Tupperware being good, it's overrated. Any container works just fine. In fact, I
can
prefer it if it's disposable. I know it's not.
No, I like our glass. We have glass Tupperware right now.
Ooh.
Oh, well, look at who's the rich one.
Okay, I'm saying like we've got like 4 of those, like 4 little containers of those, but I like them.
Yeah, but don't they get stained? I feel like the minute I put spaghetti in one of those, it's just going to get stained in the dishwasher.
That happens to the plastic, not to the...
Not to the glass.
Not to the glass.
Okay.
No, I mean, you have to wash it properly. Do you not wash your Tupperware well?
I don't keep up with that.
You don't keep up with that? You can't be bothered with that?
We have a balance in our household, and I worry about some things and don't worry about other things.
You don't ever wash the dishes?
I rinse the dishes. I rinse the dishes. I don't actually do the washing. We have a machine for that.
Oh, that's true. That's fair.
But my girlfriend, she's very particular about Tupperware, especially the lids. If it doesn't have a good lid that you can be confident in, she disregards
it
completely.
That's why I like the glass ones because they actually like lock. And like you have to go. Like to like do like a code.
A combination to get it open? Yeah. Wait, are you serious?
No.
Okay.
All right, how bad do you want the stuffing?
I do have the plastic ones with the little things that snap on the sides. Have you ever seen those?
That's the thing that I'm talking
about. And then I try to go super quick, too, if like me and my girlfriend are both doing it. I'm like, ta-ta-ta-ta.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, ta.
But it does make me very angry when I put it on there and it doesn't click. I don't know if that ever happens to you.
Oh,
and then
yes.
You have to rotate it for whatever reason, 180 degrees, and then it clicks.
No, I'm right.
Yeah, don't you tell me how to click my Tupperware, you pretentious son of a bitch.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So I had to fill out some forms the other day, and the lady called out how bad my signature was. Just a bunch of scribbles.
Message deleted.
Oh, that's rude.
I feel like it is very rude and also very accurate when somebody calls out how terrible my handwriting is, because first off, very rarely does anyone actually see my handwriting.
I don't think I've ever seen your handwriting, actually.
And I've seen your handwriting, and I could just tell right now, Dave, you're just self-conscious about your handwriting. You have beautiful handwriting.
I do not have beautiful handwriting.
It's very small.
Don't set it up.
It's dainty.
Okay, there we go.
You have dainty handwriting.
Dainty handwriting.
I can envision Dave writing in very small all caps.
I do write in all caps. It's not very small. It's
very small.
Average size caps. Okay?
It's very
they're
small.
Not
very small.
Big. They're not small. They're normal, okay?
Functional.
Yeah.
Pocket size.
What does your handwriting look like?
I have it right here. It's like half cursive, half slop. You see it says Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It says tequila ruined my Thanksgiving, actually, is exactly
and
what it says.
And then you had to cross something out there.
Because I almost put Christmas, because I'm lost on tequila right now.
That's a great poem, Audrey. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you have a bag of tortilla chips and guacamole and some salsa, that is a dinner. That's a wholesome dinner.
Message deleted.
I would agree.
If you try hard enough, anything can be a wholesome dinner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've eaten just ground beef before.
What? Do you? Yeah. With your fingers. It had to be with your fingers.
Of course.
Picking up each
Wait, it was
chunk.
Cooked, wasn't it?
Yeah, some of it.
All right. Oh.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So more good news when it comes to these vaccines that we've seen, rolling out. Already good news from Pfizer and Moderna. They are both seeking their FDA approval now. And the big thing, the information that's coming out today about Moderna is that they say that out of all of the people that got the vaccine, none of them got seriously ill from COVID-19. So they're already saying it's like 94.5% effective at preventing you from getting COVID to begin with. But then out of the 30,000 person sample group that they had, of the very few people that did get sick, none of them got sick severely with COVID-19, which is what we've been hoping for.
That's
so
great.
They are now moving towards the idea of having FDA approval as soon as a couple of weeks from now.
Wow.
Maybe, yeah, like not next Monday, but the one after that, they could potentially have approval to start actually giving people the shots.
I can just taste normalcy. It's like right on the horizon.
And what's strange, though, is that everything's also simultaneously so bad.
Combusting at the same time. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's definitely, I've got my blinders on. I really just am, I'm just looking. I just can't, I don't know if you guys feel like this. I just can't continue to just feel the way we have for the last year. I'm not doing the whole ignorance is bliss thing, but I just need some optimism at the end of 2020. We're going towards Christmas. It's holly and jolly. Mm-hmm. I need this feeling that we've got the vaccine and things will be fine. Maybe not by the end of the year, maybe not by the end of spring, but I just got to know that it's coming. That's all I need.
Yeah, I just don't
know. That's what I want for Christmas.
If 2021 is going to be like this instant good, right? Of course, it's not, right?
You're telling me we're not going to wake up January 1 and everything's fine? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's strange, right? Especially considering that we see this, okay, light at the end of the tunnel. Everything's going to be fine. The vaccine's here. All the news about the vaccine is exactly what we had hoped. Like, if they were rolling out the information about the vaccine and they're like, it's, 55% effective, it wouldn't exactly be that encouraging. But we're talking about 94.5. Now they're saying new news this week is that it prevented everyone from getting severely ill. Only a couple of people got ill out of this massive group of 30,000 people that were studied. That's all encouraging, right? But at the same time, everything's still so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
I mean, people are getting sick again. We have closures.
Hospitals
in states.
Rocketing
yes.
up. Yeah. I mean, states shutting down all across the country. New restrictions being put in place. It's wild times for sure, but I'm with you that I am very ready for
a vaccine.
I'm very ready for things.
Just put
to get
it
back
in my. We should have just put it in our Thanksgiving meals, so just everybody just
sprinkle
the turkey.
That Moderna in there. Yeah. So people in France are big mad about the new police filming policy, and understandably so. I don't know if you saw any of it over the Thanksgiving break, but there was thousands of people that are protesting in the streets, and basically it's restricting their rights to be able to film and photograph police officers, which. Of course is going to lead to problems, mm-hmm. right? Opponents also demonstrated in multiple cities saying the bill undermines press freedom to document police brutality. So right now over in France, they are also dealing with civil unrest right now. And this time is because they're trying to force these new rules into place that allow the cops just to kind of have carte blanche And even if you are there with a camera, you're not allowed to film them. Otherwise,
oh, but they can film you.
Oh, well, of course.
So they can protect themselves.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that neat? This seems odd, but here we are in 2020 where everything that's strange is just sort of, okay, fine. We'll roll with it. The U.S. Department of Justice has opened the door to alternative methods of executing prisoners, including death by firing squad.
What?
I'm okay with this.
Ian's fine with this.
Because of how barbaric lethal injection is.
Wait a minute. I would rather get shot than...
You would?
Than a needle to the... Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you're just laying there.
It's quick.
It's quick. Just get them out of here. That's really... If we have to execute somebody, just get them out of here real quick.
I mean,
I'm down for the guillotine, too.
I mean, it is quite barbaric. It is very... Like, I feel like we just went backwards in time.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to draw and quarter people?
That worked too.
Where's the guillotine? Should we bring back the guillotine, Ian?
The guillotine was 100% effective, Dave. I've never heard of anybody surviving a guillotine.
That is true. Well, I mean, did they just not document it? Or they're like, reload it.
Darn it. I don't know. I'm totally okay with the firing squads because I don't think necessarily we've figured out lethal injection.
Well, also
enough.
Ammo's pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But so that's what we're worried about is how expensive it is to execute the prisoners? It just seems like, I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, this is so barbaric. Why on earth do we do this? And then I think about some of the people that actually are being executed. And if it's like a child molester, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with you getting
stabbed by a thousand dirty needles.
And in fact, like drawing and quartering somebody, as horrific as that is.
Sounds pretty humane in this instance.
But if you're talking about somebody that intentionally, you know, rapes and murders people, you're like, that's fine.
Yeah. Put the executioner hoods on the horses. That would be even cooler.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, we can make a production out of this.
A production.
Live stream it.
No.
So that Mike Tyson fight happened over the weekend. I don't know if you guys have a chance to watch it.
I watched the highlights.
There's nothing else to do. So I was
there
like,
was literally nothing else. Like, I spent the entire day convincing my girlfriend to get the pay-per-view, and then like she watched like 5 minutes of it with me, and I was like, that's boring.
I'm there with my brother-in-law, and I'm like, yeah, you have to go to TysonTrilla.com.
Tyson Trilla.
And then it was such a weird production. You're like, Mario Lopez is here hosting.
How did Mario get that gig?
He loves combat sports.
Really?
He's like a huge boxing fan.
Wow, okay.
But he also does everything, right?
Yeah, Mario.
But then they also had all these weird performances during it. I mean, I get Snoop Dogg, but then Snoop Dogg went from performing to being one of the commentators.
No, I loved it. I need Snoop Dogg at everything now.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
Whenever Nate got knocked out, he started singing some like old hymn.
Yeah, he did.
It was so good. It was like, swing low, sweet chariot.
But yeah, it was. You're right. Snoop Dogg sold it for sure.
Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr.'s note.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue. get your uncle out of there. Get him out. You go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of this.
Come on.
Meet me back here, huh? Well, look at my uncles. Look at them. Look at my uncles out there fighting in the backyard.
He called them uncles for so long.
So good.
It was such a weird commentating crew. It's Mauro Ranallo, who's fantastic as a play-by-play guy. And then they had Sugar Shane, or not Sugar Shane, Sugar Ray Leonard, and then Snoop Dogg, and then Israel Adesanya from the UFC as well was there, which was...
I'm just mad that Snoop's mic wasn't louder because he really was just like the background commentator.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear, I want him.
Snoop was fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Especially
he was
in a
the
card
most
like this where
the
it was just the strangest. And then did you see, I mean, first off, it was, for those of you that don't know, ended up in a draw.
A draw, of course.
Of all things.
And Mike was mad.
And we found out today that he was stoned.
He was so stoned.
During the whole fight?
He got stoned right before he went out to fight.
He said he, quote, had to. He had to.
Was it because he was like anxiety or something?
Because that's just who Mike is. I guess, you know?
Oh, man.
Out of way. I mean, like, and he still went out there and
he says, quote, it numbed him, not the pain, which I thought was the most dramatic line of that night also.
Whoa. Yeah. That's pretty dark again.
And finally, I don't know if you guys are taking advantage of the Cyber Monday sales that are going on today.
Nah.
Do people still like Coach bags? I mean, I'm not really that up on.
Sure. I'm not going to knock it.
I take
whatever.
A Coach bag, yeah.
Sure.
Well, if you're getting a Coach bag, today is the day to do it. This is pretty impressive and also just goes to show you how much they mark their crap up. They're offering an exclusive Cyber Monday 2020 deal up to 70% off.
What?
Right now, you can snag the city tote with the leopard print to toss a laptop, wallet, keys, and all of your essentials into for only $99 compared to $350.
See, that's where things get a little dicey for me is that I like luxury things, but I don't want to pay luxury prices. So I'm going to go get this Coke bag.
You're going to go to the luxury outlet then in a couple of months.
Yeah, no. I just like find everything on Amazon. Which, did you know that you can buy Louis Vuitton at Walmart.com?
Really?
I wonder if they've got some good Cyber Monday deal.
Like real Louis?
Yes.
Huh.
Like third party through Walmart because they're trying to do what Amazon does. But that makes me wonder if they've got some deals going on.
Well, I guess, if you're a big fan of online shopping and you're looking for the coach again, a normal $250 wallet is just $65 today. So,
get your Christmas going.
I guess.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents,
Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
All right, so as Mahoney continues to rest up, that means that Audrey and I are going toe-to-toe. And Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? We are going to be asked the same questions today. Ian, do we have a pass today? Is there a six question? Should we choose to use it?
There is a pass. Six questions in total. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Okay, so my brain is a little scrambled eggs right now. I am a little tired. So if lose today, it's because I'm just tired.
You're already making excuses.
I'm just saying in the event... I have an excuse.
Manifest, all right, so here's how this is going to work. You're going to get up and go to the soundproof studio across the hall, and Ian is going to ask me these questions. I will do my best. You will return. You will answer the same questions. Whoever gets more correct is going to be the winner today.
Okay, I'm going to go do some push-ups.
Do you have any last words for Dave, Audrey?
You're going to lose.
Get the hell out of here.
Get. Okay, Dave. Again, six questions. There is a pass available. This is so weird, Dave.
I'm
so excited for this.
It is weird. This doesn't feel normal.
Okay, question number one. What is the rarest of the common blood types?
The rarest of the common blood types? It's got to be O.
Say final answer.
Yes.
Dave, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
AB negative.
AB negative. That doesn't even count.
That does count, Dave. Okay. Question number two. On what type of item would you find an ISBN number?
On what type of item would you find an ISBN
number?
An ISBN.
Remember, you do have a pass.
Huh. I'm going to have to pass on that.
That's a good pass. Commonly on books. Books. That's how you look up books. ISBN.
Never would have got that. So good. Okay. Good pass. Worries. Good pass. Now, right. ISBN. So that's different than just like a barcode?
Yes, it is. Huh. Yes.
Okay. This is going great.
Question number three. What element is said to keep bones strong?
Calcium.
Calcium is correct. Okay. Dave, on the board. Dave, what tool uses a magnetic needle to aid in direction? What tool uses a magnetic needle to aid in direction?
Compass.
A compass is correct. What is the official nickname for the state of Texas?
The Lone Star State.
Lone Star State. There we go. See, it was slow at the beginning, but you're picking it up now. Last question. How many years are in a century?
100.
100. I like how you answered every single question as if you didn't know. You were like, 100?
100?
Compass? Lone Star State?
This is my first time doing it.
Overall, great job, Dave. All right, so you got four.
Okay. Not bad. Four out of five.
I'm going to go get Audrey.
Oh, man. I was very, very nervous about that. Audrey is back in the studio.
She is back.
And you did how many?
How many?
150.
You did 150 push-ups. Are you lying?
Absolutely not. This is not fake news, Farrah.
You see, you look at her face. Look at how well she lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think you're going to win this game?
I do.
Another lie.
Okay. Well, let's see. Audrey, remember, there is one pass. Let's use it wisely. Question number one. What is the rarest of the common blood types?
Oh.
Are you exclaiming, or is that your answer?
I'll say O because I can't think of any other ones right now.
That is incorrect.
Was it A, B positive?
Almost close.
It was A, B negative.
A, B negative.
Yeah. A, B negative.
Drats.
I got it wrong too.
Remember, you do have a pass.
I also said
did
O.
You?
Yeah.
Question number two. On what type of item would you find an ISBN number?
Like a SKU? What do you mean?
An ISBN number is a type of SKU.
You can't ask additional questions.
Oh.
You're interrogating me.
Is it a SKU, sir? Okay, so if I were to find an ISBN number on a product,
yes,
it would be a canned good.
That is incorrect.
Okay. I don't know.
That would be a book.
Oh,
books identified
yes.
by ISBN numbers.
What are those?
Audrey, question number three. What element is said to keep bones strong?
Calcium.
There she is.
On the board. Thank goodness.
Right, awaken the beast.
Oh, I have passes. Dang. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's not passes.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Question number four. What tool uses a magnetic needle to aid in direction?
Oh. I'm going to pass.
Pass on that one. Okay.
Oh, I sense some judgments. Whoa, you judgy. Is it a compass?
Wow, pass on that
yes,
one,
it's
you
a
moron.
Compass. Yes, it's a compass.
Oh, it's a compass. You almost
had it. Ian, that was cold-blooded.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so he said, pass on that one. Okay.
Wow. Let's. Just told you to use it wisely. Come
oh,
on.
Dang.
Christine in the chat said, y'all need college.
Oh, wait, no. See, somebody in the chat said, you mean come pass? That's what I said. Okay. Everyone heard it in the chat.
By the way, wrong answers only in the chat as we're going throughout the game here. Okay.
Question number five. Audrey, what is the official nickname for the state of Texas?
The Lone Star State.
Lone Star State is correct. And final question. How many years are in a century?
100.
That is correct. All right. First time, Dave versus Audrey. Audrey, you got 3 correct.
No.
Dave got 4 correct.
In your face!
I was just so overwhelmed by all the push-ups I had to do. I physically fatigued myself and mentally fatigued myself. Remember, I'm tired and I did 150 push-ups.
I'm doing this for Harambe right now. Let's do it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So the holidays are coming up, and it might be a very happy holiday season for one dude in Florida who might get out of jail for the first time in 31 years for a nonviolent marijuana offense. Jeez.
Let them all go.
31 years since 1989. He has been in jail.
How much?
Convicted and charged 100 pounds. 100 pounds. I mean, it's a lot of weed. 100 pounds of marijuana. From Columbia into Florida, and he is the longest-serving nonviolent cannabis offender. But you see pictures of this guy? Like, when he went to jail, he was a young man.
Oh, totally.
And now he is an old man.
Oh, he's great.
And is...
His life is gone.
Kind of sad that 31 years for a nonviolent offense. If you're hurting somebody else, if you're attacking somebody, if you kill somebody, you know, I get it.
It's but different.
So how 31 years for weed is just ridiculous.
So how does that work? If he's getting out, do they give him compensation for the 31 years? Does he get to have some kind of like life on the outside at this point? I just feel like adjusting back in is going to be difficult if he doesn't have any
tough.
Money is in his pocket.
I don't believe so. I think he could legally try to pursue something, but you know the laws just change. That's really it.
So Christmas tree farms are booming right now, as you'd expect that, you know, COVID-19 has a lot of people sitting at their houses trying to figure out ways to bring a little extra holiday cheer. And farmers expect that this is going to be the best year since 2005. Growers are facing Christmas tree shortages due to a decision to reduce supply during the economic downturn a few years ago. Shouldn't be an issue in the warmer, wetter South, however. But, yeah, like what made 2005 such a banner year for trees?
Everyone rushed out to get a tree in 2005. Okay.
Were we going through a economic crisis then?
No, it was actually, times were really good then.
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah, 2007 is kind of when it went off a cliff. Is that what it was? Everything.
Were we just feeling like all together?
Kind of like we were in 2019 before everything went off of a cliff. It's going great.
But now we're all together again, harmoniously trying to get a Festivus for the rest of us. I don't know.
Did you guys put up your trees?
Oh, yeah. It's been up for weeks.
Oh, has it? Because I saw everybody posting online that they're putting their Christmas stuff up.
Christmas decorations outside for weeks already. I mean, we went straight from Halloween into Christmas.
And I feel terrible. I don't have it yet.
You don't have your tree up yet?
No.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't even have a tree.
You don't even have a tree?
Wait, we threw away our tree last year because it broke.
You didn't buy one before?
Nope. And now I'm looking at the tree prices and I'm like, dang.
Dude, trees are expensive.
Get a tree?
You go like to Costco to get one of those pre-lit trees? Like $800?
I know. I'll tell you what. Last year, I should have just kept it. I don't know why I threw it away.
Don't get a real one.
Because what happens with the trees,
I don't think I want
just like all of the decorations for Christmas or Halloween or whatever, like when they're up, it's a thing and it's great. But when you're done with it for the season, you hate it.
It's the worst.
Because no one likes the process of putting away decorations to begin with. But then also there's a little bit more wear and tear on it. And so it's kind of like when you're moving, you're willing to just give away your TV and your couch, even though you know that you're going to need it because, you're over it. And you did that with your tree. I can't believe it. Now you're stuck.
All of it.
Do you have your ornaments
all
in like a tote?
You threw away all your ornaments?
Yeah. Because we'd had them since I was in college.
You threw away your special memory ornaments?
They were like from Target and they were like blue and white.
Special Target memory,
you don't
blue
give
and
your
white
kids
memory
or anything,
ornaments. Yeah, no.
I was like, I don't want the college tree anymore, so I threw away the college tree.
Oh, did you? You had blue and white because the Kentucky colors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I understand.
Okay.
I was like, I don't want the Kentucky tree anymore.
Nothing against the University of Kentucky or anything.
No, but it was like,
of
course, dark blue you had like a light blue and glittery white. It was actually kind of cute.
You had a college-themed Christmas
tree. It had a keystone like box at the top. Our instead
actual,
of a star.
No, light our, box. Star, our star at the top of the tree was a natty light.
I was right.
Jesus Christ.
Dipsy or toddler?
I did that my makeup.
All right, so this one makes a lot of sense, especially over the Thanksgiving holiday. If you were hanging out with friends and family members, my guess is that there was probably some drinks involved. And there's probably someone that started talking and couldn't really get through the sentence and were stumbling and mumbling and bumbling all over themselves. That's kind of what this game is about, right? It's about trying to figure out if these things that are said by just hearing the actual words transcribed were said by a person that's had way too much to drink or a little kid. Our job is to try to figure it out. Try not to cheat this week, Audrey. I know you have a hard time with that.
Yes, Audrey.
Are you ready for clip number one in Tips Here, Toddler?
Yeah.
I'm going to read the first one to you, and then you take the second one, okay?
I just saw that it says Audrey clip two on here.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so clip number one, Holy Bra, Old Spy, why did a word I on know when a rights away way a me?
I didn't hear a single actual word in there, so I'm going to go toddler.
Toddler is, unfortunately, correct.
Wow. Very nice.
Let's have a listen.
Why?
Why? Wait, do you know the answers?
On the first one.
Oh,
first
one.
You also will know the one that you read.
Oh, yeah.
I read it.
Did this last week.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
I'm catching up. We've had some days off. Okay.
Audrey on the board with one.
All right, number two. Sheesh. Feed them to the lions. Put your pinky ring up to the moon.
Oh, that's a drunk person. For sure.
For sure.
Of course that's a drunk person.
Yeah, pinky ring finger.
Was he singing Bruno Mars?
Yes, he was.
24K magic.
Sheesh. Feed them to the lions. Put your pinky ringer to the moon.
Yeah.
He was trash.
What y'all trying to do?
All right. One apiece. Here we go on to number three.
Clip number three. I can't text at all. Forget a thing for nothing thing. I don't even know if I can talk to you right now. No, I can't. I'm going to get too emotional.
Audrey. That is a drunk person
indeed.
Of course it is.
I can't text at all. Forget about this. I don't even know if I can talk to you right now. No, I can't. I'm
going to
get too emotional.
I completely agree.
Okay.
I've been there.
Okay. You got lucky on that one.
2-1. Here we go. Clip number four.
That's Nina.
I says, let him clean that, Nina. Nina. I says, La Nina, you could gym my name as Nina. You.
Audrey.
Dave.
I heard Audrey first.
No, you did not.
Audrey first.
No, you did
that
not.
Audrey first.
Oh, this is garbage. Toddler.
That's a toddler.
It's just cheating.
How is she cheating?
Because she's colluding with you.
How? That's
the
best.
By you saying I heard Audrey first.
I did hear Audrey first.
Yeah, really great at tongue twisters. Get it off.
Nina, I said you love Nina. Nina, I said you love Nina. You're going to mommy and Nina. You.
That's how Audrey sounds to me after she wins.
You're such a hater.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, things are getting even weirder as we round out 2020. Swans are self-imploding in Europe. They're spinning in circles, bleeding from their nostrils, and collapsing dead amid an outbreak of the swan flu in Europe. The deaths come amid an outbreak of a new strain of this particular flu. It's the H5N8, which has already led to the culling of thousands of birds across Europe. It's not believed to pose a threat to humans, and there's currently no suggestion it could impact poultry supply chains. But the fact that swans are just dropping dead while bleeding from the beaks are...
That's really sad, because swans are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why couldn't we have, like, a pigeon flu?
Are you serious right now? Why, of all of the avian creatures, you have to bring up pigeons? And I understand there's a stereotype surrounding it. So how about we... crows. Are you okay with crows,
crows
going
yeah,
away? Are you okay
crows,
with crows
yeah,
going away?
Death to
all right,
crows.
Let's get rid of crows.
Okay,
death
cool.
Okay, all right, just for me, how about we not bring up pigeons?
Okay, thank I like you. That. Okay, thank we can do crows.
Okay, instead of crows or pigeons
don't,
or swans,
don't say pigeons.
Can we do death to these people? A group of Florida women associated with the Wellness Mama website broke a Guinness World Record for the farthest distance traveled by walking barefoot on Legos by a relay team for an hour.
Weird flex, but okay. What did
dorks.
What? Yes.
Collectively walked 2.04 miles barefoot over a pile of Lego bricks. Katie Wells, the founder and CEO of the lifestyle website Wellness Mama, said many
Thanks,
of us
Katie.
Moms had the experience of a Lego to the foot while walking across a room in the middle of the night to get a fussy baby or running around the house to answer the door or check the oven. Well, look at us. We just broke the Guinness World Record.
You have some, like, cool. Neat. So you have some strong, callous, gross feet.
Y'all need to get laid more, man. Like, what are you talking
seriously.
About?
Seriously.
Well, I got a pedicure.
Something.
Get rid of that bunion, too, Katie. It's gross. I saw the photo.
So this is a little disconcerting. There was a bunch of the Time's Up charities that were tied to the Me Too movement, as mm-hmm. you recall, a few years mm-hmm. ago. Turns out a bunch of them were just scams.
I heard about this.
I mean, but crazy. Are we not? I just am not shocked anymore that everything is a scam.
I mean,
I want receipts before I start giving my money out.
Should people have to go to jail for this? I mean, you'd think so,
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, they miss
tax filings
funds.
Revealed the Time's Up organization raised almost $4 million in 2018 in its first year of operations, but spent $1.4 million of that on salaries and a whopping $312,000 on helping victims. So less than 10% of what they raised actually went to victims. All the rest of it was for these bloated salaries for these executives and holding conferences in exotic locations that they could all take part in. And meanwhile, $312,000 of the $3.67 million raised actually went to victims.
People who scam charities, we heard this at the beginning of COVID as well. People who were scamming, the elderly people and just saying, hey, like, we need some funds to help other elderly people.
Yep.
Like, back in March, people who scam charities, people who scam old people, drawn and quartered. Guillotine. Y'all are evil. You are seriously some of the most evil people in the whole world. My grandpa actually got scammed over the weekend.
Wait,
on
you call
Facebook.
Him, you call him grandpa?
My grandpa.
And how did he get scammed on
$3,000.
$3,000?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was on eBay.
On eBay?
Yeah. What?
Really?
Thought I was buying a boat.
A boat?
He bought a boat
on eBay?
And he sent them the money before he
got the boat.
Well, and then they
that's
just...
That's kind of like how you do it, right? I don't know.
I don't
but
know,
anyways, whenever
really
you're
eBay,
scamming yeah. old people, man, I'll come personally to your house. And mess you out. I'll take these hoops out and go bam on your ass. Seriously, that's so annoying to me. People who scam old people.
Did you do any research into it? Did you find out how that actually happened? Like, who was responsible?
Honestly, it kind of broke my heart so bad that I don't want to talk to him about it because I know he'll get really upset.
Well, then how are you going to go take your hoops out and go kick their ass?
I need a minute, and I need them to go actually take this money and like use it somewhere so then I can go and find them, and I will find you and I will hurt you.
Find them on a boat,
and I will kill you.
On the boat that they didn't give my grandpa.
I will swim out there and kick your ass.
The Jolly Roger on.
I'll be tired for a second. But then once I get my breath back after that swim, I got you.
So an OnlyFans model by the name of Quinn Finite saw her income soar to $35,000 per month after a U.S. Army-affiliated Twitter account began openly tweeting comments directed at her in mid-October.
Bad.
The official Fort Bragg Twitter account began posting tweets about her her nether regions and her hairstyle, if you will, and expressed an interest in engaging physically with the Canadian-based model. The Army quickly deactivated the account, issued an inquiry into how this happened, noting that only three individuals had access to the account prior to Fort Bragg starting to tweet at her directly. She was making about $7,000 per month from OnlyFans, but now because of this publicity that got brought about as a result of Fort Bragg, saying they wanted to hook up with her. She's making about $35,000 per month, which is, I don't know, the salary of a surgeon.
Yes.
Like, that's insane.
Good for you.
Is she hot? Did you check her out? Did you do some research?
Very hot.
Quinn Finite.
Very hot.
So you're telling me they were asking about her hair and her...
No, like her pubes.
Yeah, that's pubes.
So the curtains match the drapes.
Yeah, they just wanted to hook up.
Oh, interesting.
It's somebody who obviously just did not... They had access to the account and didn't switch.
Yeah.
They just didn't switch. They stayed logged in. And now she's making bank.
That is some of the most. That is like the most idiotic thing. How do you not know that you're not on your burner account?
Oh, I get so scared about that. I really do.
Wait, you have a burner account?
No. But
Ian,
I have access
have
to the Dave Mahoney account. I just don't want. I just don't want to be like.
No. Like Pope Francis
nice,
out
nice
here.
Pubes, nice pubes on the Dave Mahoney account.
Why not? That's fine.
No, that's fine?
Yes, it's fine.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, in the Redneck Report, sometimes we have crimes where we're like, man, that actually could have worked out. Like, you guys were close. If it weren't for those meddling kids, you would have gotten away for it.
Very Scooby-Doo-y.
Yeah, but in this case, some of these guys, there's just no chance that it's going to work out, including this Florida man who is facing charges after authorities say he fraudulently received $4
million
in PPP loans from the federal government. They were meant for small businesses impacted by COVID-19. Instead, he purchased a Lamborghini, spent a bunch of it on dating websites.
Oh, subtle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luxury stores, Miami resorts. If convicted, he faces 70 years in prison.
So you're telling me he stole all that money, went to a dating website, and still didn't get laid?
Yeah, is he
still
married?
Didn't get laid.
Loser.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Loser.
He requested $13.5 million and actually got $3.984 million, almost $4 million. And again, low profile, just a Lamborghini, high-end resorts, dating websites, 70 years in prison.
He was probably still using OkCupid, too, which was the worst part.
What's wrong?
Christian Mingle.
So a teen is accused of driving 107 miles per hour to, quote, get crickets to feed his geckos. This is on Wednesday.
An
18-year-old pulled over by a trooper, clocked him going 107 in a 65. Officials say that he was on his way to get crickets for his geckos, and he was also reportedly driving on a suspended license. I was a pretty, let's call it, aggressive driver when I was younger.
Totally.
And it takes some skill to have a suspended license by the time you're 18.
18?
Yeah.
I did a lot of stupid stuff. Got pulled over a lot. Never had mine suspended.
Did you have the points that would go onto your license for different infractions? I distinctly remember that I got a ticket, but then requested a jury trial to delay it so that way points would drop off of an old ticket before the new trial.
You
imagine being
the
person on that jury.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, no, this guy's guilty.
They ended up declining my request. So I just drove with a suspended license. But, you know, anyway, I was not great behind.
You're a rebel.
I used to speed too much. This is interesting. A Florida woman sent threatening text messages to another woman on a dating website, and this is her romantic rival. I don't know if you've ever had a romantic rival, but somebody that maybe that you're interested in the same guy, or she's dating your ex and you still want to be with your ex. 36-year-old Key West woman told sheriff's deputies that she started receiving text messages from this woman when she started dating her ex-boyfriend. Despite a restraining order that she got against her, this woman, her romantic rival, set up a fake profile on a dating website commonly used for brief encounters, in which she posted the woman's home address, cell phone number, and an open invitation for men seeking to hook up. The posting included the statement that said, fresh meth tonight.
Oh, so you know the kind of people are coming over for that.
Wait, I swear I saw something like this on TikTok.
I mean, maybe it was the same people.
Where they were going and they were saying, hey, if you want to get back at somebody who don't like, do this.
Oh, somebody did this.
Isn't that, what is that,
TikTok
doxing?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. That's unbelievable. You have no idea who's going to show up at your house at what time, under what circumstances, and under the influence of what substance. So
terrifying.
Yeah, throw the book at this lady.
Jail.
Definitely.
Yep. Soon after, strangers started showing up at the woman's house. Some even sent her naked photos of themselves.
Ew.
She was eventually booked into jail after a warrant was issued for her arrest. So.
All because you got rejected. Can we take a moment to just kind of go look into yourself in the mirror right now if you're trying to harass somebody who no longer likes you and has moved on?
I'm sure this will help.
Move on as well.
Yeah.
Be a normal human being, a functioning human in society, and take rejection. Because if you don't, you're going to have a lot of hurt for the rest of your life, not just with significant others, but in work and in play.
You can tell that this next story, the final one here in today's Redneck Report, is from England, because it say that a man, a 48-year-old man by the name of Darren Frank, he has admitted to both offenses where he twice defecated in the churchyard at the Catholic Church in England. You took two poops on church grounds, and they're like, he twice defecated in the churchyard.
twice.
I don't know why you would go into the church and poop multiple times, but he did. He was charged with two counts of engaging in riotous, violent, or indecent behavior in a churchyard.
Whoa. Must have dropped some bombs on that church.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Unpopular opinion here. Dave, you're going to hate this, and I'm sorry, but Dumb and Dumber is not a funny movie. It's a dumb movie. It's in the freaking name, guys. Dumb is not funny, though.
Message deleted.
You are a blasphemous son of a bitch, and I hope that you get COVID toes.
What a weird hipster hot take. First off, that movie came out everything that someone loves
25 years ago. It is one of the all-time greats. I get if you watch it for the first time now as an adult, you might not get it, but when you are a 14-year-old boy in Dumb and Dumber drops, that is some hot fire right there.
That is a hilarious, great, classic movie.
You may not think it's funny, but you should at least appreciate it.
If you don't think Dumb and Dumber is funny,
then get out.
I do not like you. No, I tell you that. Like I seriously questioned my wife and I's relationship when she told me that she didn't think that Dumb and Dumber was one of the all time greats.
Was she just not in the mood for it?
That's entirely possible. It also was probably not helpful that it was me and my brothers and we were all watching
quoting it together.
Yeah, not a good first date, Dave.
No.
Sorry, man.
Come on, man.
No. You were quoting the entire movie the whole time. I know you guys were. Whenever the movie parts were coming up, you said it word for word, line for line.
How annoying is that when you pop on like Step Brothers or Anchorman and you don't even get to watch the movie anymore? In 2020, it's just everybody reciting the lines. It's like you're going to an improv theater.
Or somebody in any type of movie sphere, whenever somebody's going, oh, this part that's coming up is really good.
You're like, shut up, stop it. You know what's even worse is I went and saw a live comedian, Dane Cook, back in the day. And this is when Dane was super popular.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the Mandalay Bay Event Center. So, you know, you're talking like, what, 13,000 people or whatever fit in there. And there was this group of morons sitting behind us that were doing that thing where they would say the punchline before he got there because it was at the height of his popularity and like one of his albums had sold, whatever, millions of copies. And
big jokes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So everyone knew them, but it was like, hey, man, we're here to hear him tell the jokes.
Not you. And you're heckling.
Shut up.
No.
The
like
worst.
That classic dad joke. You're in the car and you're singing a song. He's like, hey, who sings that song? Good. Well, let's keep it that way.
Let's let them sing it. Yeah. Shut up, dad. Duke said Cable Guy is not funny. Talking about, you know, Dumb and Dumber being amazing. He said that it is. Cable Guy is not. Do you know why Cable Guy is not funny? Did you ever see Cable Guy back in the day?
I thought that it was fine. It
I'm
wasn't
going
great,
to completely
but it was fine.
Disagree with you. That's one of my favorite Jim Carrey films. So
it wasn't very supposed funny. To be a Jim Carrey
it's very
film.
Thriller-ish.
Oh, you're right.
Cable Guy was supposed to be played by Chris Farley, which would have made it so much better.
Okay, but he passed, though, so then...
No, this is way before he died.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I think Jim Carrey did just fine in that role.
He was too creepy. Like
no, that's kind of what makes
it. You're projecting into the unknown.
This is not the unknown. It was written for Chris Farley.
So then why did Chris Farley not
get it? He passed on it.
Oh,
is that what you meant by he passed? Not like he passed like on the role. He like passed. Okay, yeah. No, he passed on the role, but like Chris Farley, the lovable loser, you know, he's there and he's like keeps showing up. Like that's funny if it's Chris Farley. It's just creepy if it's Jim Carrey.
Chris Farley also kind of plays the same actor and acting in everything he does.
He did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Dave loved it just so much that he just wanted every movie to star
every
Chris Farley.
Every movie to have Chris Farley in
Please.
It.
Shawshank Redemption, Chris Farley.
You
Titanic.
Green Mile, Chris Farley.
Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine him on the front of the boat?
As Rose.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have a song or even like just a part of a song that is just constantly in your head? I've got like... 4.
Message deleted.
Don't do it. If there's one in your head right now, just don't do it because you know what's going to happen is it's going to get stuck in all of our heads all day.
Mine is that mood song. Why are you always in a mood? And then I don't really remember the rest of the words, so I just go, la ba da do ba do do. And then I just start improvising my own words everywhere I go.
Third Eye Blind for me. It's a do do do.
I just sang that one too.
Yes,
swear on my life. That was the first one that came That is so funny. Is it just because it's just like noises?
I just feel like any time that I'm walking somewhere, that works. Like I'm walking through an airport, it's like do 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 do.
Or also, same vein. Oh gosh, it just came and went. But any Red Hot Chili Peppers,
yep.
Just noises.
Yeah.
Do we know words to any songs
Not
as
really.
We work
no.
in radio?
We're around these songs all day, every day. And we are just such dense creatures.
I don't know a single lyric.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So a while back, you guys were talking about when it'd be appropriate to whoop an old guy's ass. So would cutting in an airport bathroom be appropriate? I swear, this guy, he just sliced right in front of me. Maybe he had a bad prostate. I don't know.
Message deleted.
Old people do that all the time. They will cut in line and then act like they don't know what's going on. And everyone lets them get away with it because they're old, which is why I am so looking forward to being an old guy.
Yeah, but
I'm just going to cut in every line.
But lines weren't invented like 5 years ago.
No.
It's old, like, come on. This isn't TikTok.
They're self-victimizers.
Yeah, no, but
why are you cutting in line?
The hat trick here is that I'm going to be an old guy with a cane with a sword in it just in case some young whippersnapper tries to come at me. Zorro his ass.
Young whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're already there, Dave.
Yeah, I'm getting there, man.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Have you guys ever had any notable, very close encounters with death that you can recall off the top of your head?
No.
So there was a guy that was swimming in Florida, just offshore in Miami Beach, and there's this drone that's like flying above him,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like filming what's going on and everything else. And he sees the drone and actually gives it a thumbs up. What he does not know is that there is a massive 10-foot hammerhead shark that is swimming right beneath him.
Oh,
it sees him and starts swimming around him. And
so
this
the
guy,
drone just wanted to catch his almost death on camera?
Well, I don't think the drone really knew what to do about it, right? Because it's just a drone being operated by some guy somewhere. And this dude is swimming on his back. So he's just floating along, has no idea that this hammerhead shark is swimming right beneath him.
Do hammerheads eat human beings?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. There have been instances where hammerheads will attack. They're actually pretty easily startled.
Yeah,
so hammerheads, anytime you see one, get away from it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So did this guy make it out alive?
Yeah.
He's fine?
He was fine. Yeah, the hammerhead looked at him, circled back around, did a full circle beneath him, and you could tell was like deciding if he looks tasty or not, and then ended up swimming away, and the guy is just oblivious to the entire thing.
What do you do if you're that person and you just realize that you just survived death? Do you start jumping out of airplanes?
No,
and freebasing cocaine?
Buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Buy a lotto ticket. There you go.
Shoot that shot with that chick at the Hooters.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely. It's
max out your credit cards. Like, whatever, man.
Stuff's looking up.
Yeah, if you got them, smoke them. So a party of jerks try to dine at a restaurant. This is also from Miami. Ms. Cheesius, refusing to wear a mask, though, inside the restaurant, per the owner's instructions, they were asked nicely to leave. The group stood outside of the restaurant, and a dude, one of the guys in the group, you can see him going over off camera and messing with something. They were mad that they had been asked to leave this restaurant,
mm-hmm.
even though it was their policy to wear masks.
Of course.
And so they cut the water line to the restaurant.
Oh, that's a normal, sane thing to do whenever mm-hmm. you're asked to leave an establishment yep. based off of their rules and regulations.
So all of a sudden, the water starts blasting into the air, and the entire restaurant has to close down because these morons couldn't
only
handle...
Only didn't get their way.
If wearing a mask is the most oppressed that you've ever felt, you've had a pretty easy life.
No kidding.
Yeah. Deal with it.
And now they're what? I hope they're going to jail, or at least just taken to court.
They haven't found the guys yet.
Oh, man.
I know.
Why do these people don't get caught? Oh, gosh.
So this guy, he just goes by Mark D. He actually, he was in a prison camp at the end of World War II. He was forced to flee his homeland of Yugoslavia 5 years after the war ended. He became an apprentice toolmaker. Well, he now has his largest humanitarian endeavor underway. He is now very wealthy. He has gone on to make a fortune for himself. And he has started the process of constructing a new children's hospital in Wellington. He has committed $50 million of his own money towards building it. Those people that are born with a healthy body and mind can look after themselves, and those unfortunate to be born with or suffering ill health need our help, he said. Again, he wants to be anonymous. He's a dude that, again, escaped from a prison camp at the end of World War II, has gone on to make a fortune, and now he is taking that fortune and building a children's hospital with $50 million of his own money.
More of people like this, please.
For real, right?
Oh, it just makes my heart so happy to know that there's still some good people out there.
There's lots of good people out there. This woman probably doesn't classify. A Florida woman arrested and charged Tuesday morning before 10 a.m. for allegedly crashing into a Longhorn Steakhouse in a stolen vehicle.
How dare you?
She then drove away and abandoned the truck. After an investigation, police say they determined the truck was stolen earlier that morning. The woman, whose name is Kenitha Jones, was charged with possession of stolen property, driving under suspension, leaving the scene of a property damage accident with a fixed object, and reckless driving. Again, this is all before 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Crashed into a Longhorn Steakhouse, then fled, then got busted.
Longhorn doesn't do breakfast, right? So they weren't open, probably.
They were not open.
No, no. They should start doing breakfast.
Really? What would you get at Longhorn Steakhouse?
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So, man, what a sad news this weekend about Tony Hsieh passing away at 46 years old. Of course, he is the former CEO of Zappos, and I think he was like 24 years old when he sold that Link Exchange to Microsoft for $245 million or some obscene amount. The details around his passing are a little bit mysterious. I guess the house that he was at was owned by a musician. She's like a cellist from Las Vegas as well. But this is in New London, Connecticut. And what's strange is the Wall Street Journal reported that there was multiple calls, obviously, to 911 of a house fire. And he passed away, I guess, from injuries that were sustained due to this fire. A couple of the calls said that there was somebody trapped in the house. Another one of the calls said that he was barricaded in the house. So the details are a little bit murky. But at the end of the day, Tony Hsieh was a huge force in revitalizing downtown, mostly responsible for many of the businesses getting up and off the ground down there. Just did tremendous work. And Ian, I know that you spent a lot of time downtown. The legend of Tony Hsieh will live on for decades to come with everything that he was able to do.
And we'll have it there in the buildings and in the properties. And it's so sad because, again, downtown, when I first came to downtown, I was like maybe 10 years old and it was kind of dumpy. You know, I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
It was really bad. Tony comes in and just really puts his all into this one city, and it just turns it around. It's unbelievable the amount of philanthropic just ideas that he had for the city and just the confidence he had in it. And what a nice down-to-earth guy. For as much money as he had to, those guys, you know, usually go disappear to an island somewhere. I saw him at Atomic multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He was always hanging out at Atomic.
Always hanging out.
Very
such a cool cat.
Accessible.
Very much.
At the same time, like, kind of mysterious.
And that's the cool part about him.
Yeah, he's like this billionaire who's just hanging out at Atomic Liquors, wearing his backpack and
living in an Airstream.
Yeah, sometimes had a weird mohawk, you know, sometimes didn't. It was kind of like a limp mohawk. Yep. Which
I owe my very first hangover in Las Vegas whenever I moved here to Tony and Furnettes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was like my first Vegas memory. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nah, it sucks, man. At 46 years old, you know, it's so young. He had so much life in front of him. And, you know, a lot of people say that he was just a little bit different, and that's what made him so successful.
Exactly.
It just sucks to have a loss like this. And I don't know about you guys. I'm not really that interested in, like, unpacking all of the details as to how he passed. It's just tragic that he passed away, and there's no two ways about it, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope that it wasn't a situation where, you know, he took his own life, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really change things, right?
No,
unfortunately,
it's still a devastating passing to everyone in Las Vegas. I feel like his name is definitely a huge staple here in town, and it really is tragic.
And he's synonymous with downtown Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't go down there without feeling the impact of what he was able to do. And I mean, I've known a lot of people over the years that have worked for Zappos, and universally all of them have said what a marvelous guy he is and was. And just how good he was to his people, which how rarely do you hear about billionaires being overwhelmingly good to their people?
I think I would dare to say you just don't.
Very, very few and far between. And he was one of those guys. So huge loss for the community. Tony Hsieh certainly will be missed.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.